Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everyone. Today we have Miss April Carr Kelly. Yes, that name, April Carr Kelly. Are you on the line with us today?
I sure am.
Thank you so much for coming on. For those of you that don't know, this woman is not just a mother, momager, mamapreneur, but she also led in the fact of giving back to the community. And in times like this, when we're looking for ways to uplift and empower, I wanted to bring on the line to you guys a businesswoman who is raising young moguls in our community. I present to you none other than Sister April Carr Kelly.
Hey, everybody. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much, Anita, for having me.
I actually moved from North Carolina. I hear that's where you're from.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, repping.
Carolina girls in the house.
Yes.
So tell us about, everyone who doesn't know, the story of the prom dress and how one dress from you turned into a gift to an entire community.
Absolutely. So a few years ago, I started a program called Lit, and it is for, we donate, like Benita said, we donate prom girls who are in need and who otherwise would not be able to attend their high school senior prom. And basically I did that because I competed in some pageants before, and I collected a lot of gowns that I was just not able to get rid of. But you know what? I'm not going to just be holding on to these gowns when there's someone out there that could make use of them. And then also a personal side of that I don't speak too much on, but for my senior high school prom, I was not able to attend. And so I just felt like it was only right for me to give other girls the opportunity to attend the prom and not have to worry about, like, getting a gown that sometimes costs at least $100 to a couple hundred dollars or more, and then also getting hair and makeup and nails and all of that. It just adds up for parents. And so I just wanted to be able to take that off of the parent plate and then also just give the girls that opportunity to just go out and enjoy that time. You know, I feel like every high schooler should be able to enjoy their high school prom without having to worry about whether or not they'll be able to attend the cost.
Yes, we commend sisters like you out there, because on the shoulders of women we came up on, just amazing angels in our journeys to give back. Tell us about how many people showed up for prom dresses.
Oh gosh, we literally had hundreds of girls that came out to try on dresses. And basically the way that we set it up, obviously we couldn't do it this year because of everything that's going on with COVID, but the way that we set it up, we would go out to the high schools and literally take truckloads of dresses and hang them up. And then the girls that were in need, they were all called to the office at one time, and they were super excited about it because they knew that, hey, like, they were going to be trying on dresses. It was a real experience. We had them on rack. They came in one by one. They selected what they liked. They went in and they tried them on. And also, these are dresses that they don't have to give back, so they can keep these dresses. I know a lot of programs, they do require for you to return them, which is understandable. But for us, I was like, no, let them have it. Let them have it. And so, we've had hundreds of girls that have shown up and got picked out silk dresses. And then a few of those were able to also do their makeup, like I said, provide their accessories, their shoes, and their nails as well. And we even had one guy who participated, and we were able to not get him a gown, but we were able to pitch in on getting him a haircut and, you know, other odds and ends that he would need for the night.
Nice. You know, this is a great opportunity for all the listeners out there to do like Miss April and just simply turn and look back, you know, to start a movement. I commend you for starting the movement. You got all these dance challenges out here. Let's see how amazing it is to take one seat, just one dress, and see how far. Oh my goodness, it's just amazing. Let's get into, you are so multi-layered. You have this blog out here. Tell us about the Modern Mom Fix.
Yes, So the Modern Mom Fix started out as a free community, which is still open on Facebook for anyone to join. It's for mompreneurs who are juggling everyday life, business, and family, and just trying to get it right, right? Just trying to keep all the balls in the air at one time. And so because she is me and I am her, I decided to just open up a group, which is a safe space for all of the women mompreneurs who would like to share their wins or even the losses or the lessons, I'll say, so that we all can glean from one another, support one another, cheer each other on, because, you know, being a modern mom, you know, and pretty much a modern mom, does, I don't want it to intimidate anyone. Almost every single mom out there these days is what I would call a modern mom, and that's a mom juggling it all, right? And so I just wanted an opportunity to be able to connect with those ladies to share what has worked for me and what has not. And that's kind of evolved into a blog where I share a more personal, you know, side of myself and different experience that I've gone through so that these moms can really get to know who I am, you know what I mean? And, you know, I can really go deeper on a whole different level. So it's kind of evolved from just the Modern Mom Fix community on Facebook to the blog, and then we have so many other things in store.
See, everybody out there, that's Miss April Carcelli, honey, because it's so phenomenal. You are a multi-layered to understand that individually we need to heal, and collectively, oh my goodness, it's so great to share. So for people that are out there, to all my moms out there, look online, right there on Facebook, right, to Modern Mom Fix.
Yeah.
Modern Mom Fix. We gonna fix this. You know,
yes, we're gonna fix it
tonight. I'm a Carolina girl, so back in the day they used to say things like, "We shall overcome," and I would be like, "Remix, because we're gonna overcome today, today." And they're like,
"Exactly." Yes.
And that's exactly what this group that you have, an availability of stories. When people go through things, you don't have to go through it. Just listen to someone else's testimony and heal up, girl. Know that you're not alone out there.
Yes. So yes. Being
a mom, the next layer about you, share with us what it is like to be raising this mogul, raising your mogul brand. Tell me.
Oh gosh, Raising a Mogul is awesome. Raising a Mogul actually is the brand of Tamara Zentel. She's the CEO who started it all, and I just so happen to be benefiting from her taking the step and being obedient to her calling. And a couple of years ago, actually about, my oldest is about to turn 10. She started her business when she was 6. So about 4 years ago, it's crazy.
Wait a minute, let's rewind. This baby started a business at what age?
Yep, she was 6 years old when she started her business.
Oh. Keep going. I just need to make sure.
No, you're good. I get it. So she started when she was 6 because she was being bullied in school, and she was having, you know, just going through a lot of challenges that we would talk through on the way to school. Just had mommy-daughter moments where I would support to her to kind of build her up before she went to school. And so as a way to help her to remember some of the things that we were talking about in the car, she was like, you know, Mom, you know, I also asked her during that same time, like, how do you want to impact the world? And of course, I didn't expect her to come back with, like, this long, drawn-out, you know, answer, but I wanted to get her to start thinking on that level. And so she came back. She's like, Mom, I really don't know what that means. I was like, well, think about it. When you come back today, we'll talk about it. So I told her a little bit about, you know, what making an impact is all about. And part of that is, you know, taking your experiences that may not have been so good, or lessons that you've learned, or things that we would consider negative, and flipping that into a positive that would help someone else not have to go through that, or someone who has gone through that, let them know that they're not alone and that they can get through it. So then the idea came for her to put the scriptures and the different sayings or words of empowerment on her bows that she wears to school, and that alone became like a conversation piece for other little girls who saw her bow. So then it became a teaching moment where she can teach them about anti-bullying and about being yourself and about confidence and self-esteem. So in short, she started with this when she was 6, and since then she's been featured on Good Morning Washington. She's had several speaking engagements. She's sold hundreds of bows. She's definitely become a local celebrity in our area, and she's definitely starting to spread throughout our state. So she's doing her thing, and I'm not mad at her. She's doing it.
And tell the people, is this Jade's Journey?
Yes, this is Jade's Journey with 2 E. So Journey with 2 E.
Jade's Journey. You know, for everyone that's listening out here, this is our salute to baby girl. This is our salute to great parenting. And this is a call to action for everyone that's out there, because you start them up young.
Yes.
You are raising a mogul.
Absolutely.
I'm talking to the queen.
Yes. I have 2 younger ones under her. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. And they're already starting to show their personalities and who they are. And it's so funny because Rylan, he's my older one. That's her biological name. And Jade is her middle name. But she wanted to go by Jade when it's business because it has a better ring. But she just literally setting the stage for them. They're coming back behind her and they're seeing what she's doing. And it's just causing them to pick up on it so quickly to where, like, it's got to be a no-brainer for them, you know, when their time comes to do whatever it is that they're talented and gifted to do. And, I mean, it's just amazing to witness. So I'm just grateful.
Yes. For those of you that don't know, this sister has been prepared for years. As you can see, in good parenting, to take the time out to build the legacy that you want. Everyone is watching a show called Empire, but you're a true empress. You know, to have it be an empress, you have an emperor. And to have an empire, you have propriety, children, a legacy. And you really have ownership. So how old were you when you got your LLC?
So I was much older than Jade. I was 21, I would say. I think I was, 21 when we started our first LLC. My husband and I, we started our first business, and he is actually 100% self-employed. So we are definitely a family of entrepreneurs, because I do believe in ownership and I do believe in independence and creating your own. And so he's been working for himself now for years, and Jay talks about it a lot. Whenever she has views and her talks, she talks about, you know, a lot about how she's inspired by her family members, in particular her dad, because she sees him work. Like, we don't make it cute. Like, it's, you know, young moguls, right? She's a child, but business is not child's play, and that's one thing that Tamar Dentel from Raising a Mogul says all of the time. And it's not, because we want our kids to be taken serious. We want them to be, you know, at the same tables as other adult brand businesses, because at the end of the day, you know, they know what they're talking about. They're taught well. They're trained well. They have the resources, and they're putting in just the same amount of work. So I can't remember where I was going with that, but in short, we've been running businesses now for a while.
And to everyone that's listening out there, this is the reason why every week I'm always singing that jingle about getting an LLC. It is so important for you to own your time. Mm-hmm. And one of the prayers I say every week in the show is that I want people's children to wake up like, work for somebody. What is that? No, that's foreign to me. And you have it here in the flesh, people. Our prayers are being answered. And like they say, no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. So just know, Miss April Todd Kelly is sure proof it can be done. 21 with the LLC. Amazing. Come on, tell us about the origin. Where did all of this inspiration come from for you?
So first and foremost, like my childhood and what I experienced as a kid was far different from what we created for my children. And a lot of times that is the case, because we want our kids to, you know, we want to be able to set them off in a better place than where we, you know, were at their same age. So for me, I was always very aggressive about my goals and just really had my head straight in terms of, like, what I knew I wanted out of life. And my stepdad, who raised me for part of my life, he was also an entrepreneur. And before I came to know him, my life was very, very different. With my mother, she had 5 children, and she was doing the very best she could to take care of us all. And it just, we were definitely living in a state of poverty at the time. And as I grew, I just knew that that was not what I wanted from my family. And I appreciated everything that she did because I saw her hustle, and I was able to take and glean from that and apply that to my life. Like, I literally, in that sense, am just like my mother, because she will figure out a creative way to make money like nobody knows. I know. And so, and then on from there, you know, I spent some time with a relative who, my grandmother and grandfather, they were both entrepreneurs. And at the time, I was very, very young, so I didn't even know what entrepreneurship meant. But they had a, they were people who always built their own. They had gardens. They built their own home. They had their own upholstery business that was in like a shed in their backyard. And everyone knew them as the people to go to in our community for, you know, things like furniture. And so I was around it all my life in just different forms, you know, and I didn't pick up on it until I became an adult. Like, and I looked back over my childhood and my different experiences, and I was like, wow, this is why I am who I am. And so, you know, that along with just who God created me to be and the talents and the gifts that he's given me has created me to just be wanting more and to just really want to create a legacy for my children and want to create corporations and businesses that other people can be glad to work for, happy to work for, you know?
Yes, ma'am. See, blessing the people as you come along, not being selfish in your mission, not out here hustling people, but on a hustle to build a legacy. Sister, yes. I salute you. Tell us about some of these summits and experiences that having to work for yourself have opened these doors. Tell us about some of these doors, sister.
Yeah, absolutely. So raising a mogul is definitely a door that was open for me. I don't think anything happened by accident. And a few years ago, after we had started the company for Jade, we came across Raising a Mogul. And I was introduced to the CEO, Tamara Zintel. And, you know, when I'm joining different groups on Facebook, I'm a little bit, you know, just observative and just watchful at the beginning just to make sure that it truly aligns with what I'm going after. And so I connected with the community, and I will tell you, it honestly has been the very best decision that I've made, not only for my child's business, but for mine too, because there's such a wealth of knowledge that is freely shared in that group like I've never experienced before. And so a lot of the things that I had worked for tirelessly on my own to achieve in my own business, we learned it. We learned different things that, like, Godspeed in this group. Because we came together as a community. And if there was something that one didn't know, you ask the question and you get the answer right then and there. And that's what I love about Raising a Mogul. And we recently did a free summit where you were able to come and join for 3 days. Speakers that had million-dollar brands that literally work their businesses full-time, and they talk to you about their struggles and things that they've gone through and how to get into big retailers and how to get your child seen and heard and all of those things. And so it was a wonderful experience, and I had such a great experience with Raising a Mogul that I decided to take it up a level and become an ambassador for the brand. And so I'm the ambassador lead for that brand, and I encourage any mom, parent, guardian, mentor who is thinking about getting their children or child into entrepreneurship to definitely join the free community first. You know, kind of check it out on Facebook and see what it's all about. Ask your questions, get comfortable, and reach out, connect, link arms so that you can get there quicker, you know, with the community's, you know, support behind you as opposed to trying to figure it all out on your own. Because it can be overwhelming.
Yes. And tell the people, how can they get some of Jade's journeys?
Absolutely. They can go to www.jadejourneywith2e.com. They can also follow her on Facebook and Instagram. Both Journey with 2e.
All right. That's Jade. You know, Jade is a very important stone. So that little girl is probably off somewhere reading up on the etymology behind her name. It's very sacred and prosperous. in itself. It's a prosperity stone. It's a stone of wisdom and knowledge. So just the fact that you named her appropriately and she chose her middle name, Journey, yes. J-O-U-R-N-E-E, everyone. Look up Jade's Journey. And as we're out here looking to support Black-owned businesses, don't forget to support our children, our kids out there, and right. keep the dialogue going in our families. There was a challenge that I put out last summer. I spoke and I said, I want 10 family members to have LLCs. So my, you know, congratulations crossed the finish line today. And so for this month, I want to challenge everyone out here. I want 10 people to reach back out to me. And the process is easy, people. Whatever the illusion was for you to just take that first step to start an LLC, put enterprises on it, make it something for the family and a financial legacy for people. So we're going to do this in the spirit of Miss Jade's Journey and Miss April Carr.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions before we close out concerning feedback to the community. If there's a mother out here and she just doesn't know where to begin on the journey of helping her child, her child is talented, what's the first step that she should take?
For me, I would say it's kind of twofold. I'm a person of faith, and so I had to, you know, connect with God on a whole different level and just say, hey, you know, show me my child, show me their gifts, you know, show me my role in getting them to where they need to go. Lead me, make it clear for me. And then the other side of that, I had to have a conversation with my child. I had to talk to her about, you know, what it is that you like, what do you want to be, what are you passionate about, you know. And I had to watch as well, because she was very young. Even though she communicated very well, and she still is able to really probably better than I do. but I had to have a conversation with her. Because, again, when you go into entrepreneurship, it's definitely something that anyone can do who is willing to put in the time and to just be serious about it. But it is work if you want it to be successful, because we're in business to make money, right? When you have a business, a for-profit business, the reason, you know, is to make money and to also impact along with that. And so for her, I just wanted her to be serious, and I wanted to make sure her mind was in the right place, and I wanted to make sure it was something that she actually wanted for herself. I didn't want to feel like I was pushing her, you know, along the entire way, or that I was trying to manifest my own goals and what I wanted out of her life through her. So we had a lot of conversations, and we still have conversations today. We often talk about how she's feeling and what she's thinking and has anything changed, and you know, commitment and what that looks like and what it's work ethic and, you know, those tough conversations. So I would say, you know, just start, if you are a person of faith or what you believe in, I would say start there, just to, you know, check yourself and to see, you know, what is it that you're called to do in your child's life and how you're supposed to play a role in their success, and then also talk to your child, because they'll if you give them time, give them the opportunity, they will open up and share, you know, what they like, what they don't like, and what they want in this life. You'd be surprised.
That's right. The importance of listening. That resonates. Yes. You've got to take time to listen to these babies. When they were born, you looked at them, you said, oh, it looks like this person has come back. Well, you got to stay tuned, honey, because fabulous, wonderful blessings. These are the beneficiaries of each generation getting better and better.
Yep, I agree. I absolutely agree.
Honey. Well, for the woman who wants to start a business, she's out there, she's single, she's millennial, she's listening to you right now. What do you want to say to your younger self out there in the audience to help get her?
Let me tell you, girl. Look, there's so many things I want to tell you, girl. because that's part of my passion, is to talk to girls like me, you know, who just speaking back and helping, like you said, the younger version of myself. But I would say, first and foremost, go get it all. Go get it all. Like, don't leave anything on the table, because it is yours for the taking. it is yours for the taking. And in order to do that, like real life, you need to be surrounded by people who are going in the same direction or who are already at the level that you're trying to get to. And it sounds so cliche, I'm sure you probably heard it before, but getting connected with the right people can totally change the trajectory of your life, you know? And you just never know. You just have to be willing to show up and show up well. There have been several times that I can attest to just being in the right place at the right time or just knowing the right person to be able to, like, benefit from just Godspeed and just benefit from being able to be, reach levels that I otherwise would have struggled to meet or maybe not have even had the opportunity at all. So I would say, first and foremost, get your mindset in the right place to where you feel like you deserve to go and take it all. You know, go after it all at the very least, because there's enough out here for all of us. But go after every single thing that is laid on your heart that keeps you up at night. Like, don't dismiss your own dream. We get enough of that, like, when we walk out of the house and people are telling us what we can and can't do. So don't be that person to yourself to limit your own self, you know? So open the horizons and the opportunities for yourself, and then get connected with other people who do the same for themselves and for you.
Honey, I second all of this.
Yes.
Now, because of everything that's been happening with COVID, my question to you is, have you been able to maintain as a business? Has your business catapulted, gone down? How has it been on the business side for you?
Our business has catapulted, Anita. We have literally, and all thanks to God, because we were like looking at our numbers and like, this is crazy. And so there's opportunity in all of this. And I know when you look at the media, when you're on social media and you hear all of the negativity and, you know, everything that's happening in our world, that is so unfortunate. There is still opportunity in all of this for us to ride, for us to still overcome, for us to still meet our goals, for us to still start our businesses, for our businesses to still flourish, you know? And so for us, even for Jade, her business has also seen a lot of great benefit and success from this. And we've actually, you know, pivoted in ways to make sure that we're still meeting the needs of her audience. But overall, yeah, we've been able to absolutely, you know, more than maintain. And again, I don't take all the credit for that. I absolutely am grateful to God for just positioning us for times such as now.
Jade's journey, everybody. That's with two E's. Jade's journey.
Yes.
You got to support our children. We have got to recycle the dollar within. It can't just automatically, the day before you get paid, already throw it all away. Like Geechee Gullah Roots. You can't throw it all away. Man.
Yeah.
But the essence of passing on a better generation. Where did you go to school? What was your background? What kind of career field are you affiliated with, so that the people will know all the layers of Miss April Carr? Kelly.
So what's funny is, so all throughout high school, I was very, very academically driven. I ended my senior year being the student body president of our school. And then from there, you know, I had these regrets about going to a four-year university, and I had a full-ride scholarship to school. As I told you before, I had Jade at a very young age, and so all of that changed for me. I ended up having to forfeit my scholarship, and so straight out of high school, I went straight into work, and I did go back to school, and I took some different courses and classes and got certifications and everything in marketing and sales and things like that. But overall, I chose not to go back to get my fourth-year degree at that time, and I went straight into work. I went straight into work and just literally working tirelessly to prove myself over and over and over, you know, for positions that I knew I was qualified for regardless, you know. And I worked my way up the ranks just by experience and just by people being willing to give me a chance and to allow me to show, you know, my gifts and my skill, and I honed it. Over time, I was able to really hone my skills because of the fact that I was up against people who did have their four-year degree, you know, and so I worked twice as hard in everything that I did to be competitive with those people, and who I absolutely admire for their work ethic and just for going and getting that degree and investing in themselves. And so even today, like, I still have yet to make the decision to go back just because I've been able to learn so much just outside of school, and then also in my business and things like that. I do plan to just begin to kind of gradually get back into it, taking a course at a time. But as you can see, we are juggling multiple businesses here, and I also work as well. So
April,
I'm ready to see right now.
Sweetheart, there is no doubt that being able to work for yourself is better mm-hmm. than going into the college debt to get a piece of paper mm-hmm. that will not mm-hmm. necessarily give you the job that you aspired and studied for. So
yeah.
I bow down to the queen, and thank you so much for coming to us, for sharing with
thank
us
you.
The many layers of it is to be all things woman, women's empowerment, to be
yeah,
an impeccable
absolutely.
Wife, an impeccable mom, to raise a legacy. So, girlfriend, I look forward to you coming back and giving the people more and more of Jade's journey and letting us
absolutely.
Know how things are going to be for 2021. Because
absolutely.
In the midst of all of this, you've just taught us today that you thrive in the midst of chaos.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a word.
Thank you again, Miss Kelly.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I don't take it for granted at all.